Our top story this half hour from the KZST Newsroom. A top item on the Sonoma County Board of Supervisors agenda for tonight is a vote to expand the authority of County Administrator Christina Rivera. Under a new proposal, she will become responsible for overseeing 16 department heads, including day-to-day supervision and hiring and firing of those positions. The move is expected to make the county government more efficient, consolidating oversight with Rivera so those department heads don't have to report to the entire board first. The decision finally came down yesterday in the long-awaited arbitration over rents in the Youngtown Mobile Home Park in Petaluma. According to the Press Democrat, they will go up by $118 per month for mobile home space rent. That is more than residents wanted, but far less than the $900 per month increase the property owners were calling for. The price to cross the Golden Gate Bridge is set to bump up 50 cents on July 1st, bringing the rate for two-axle vehicles to $10.25. Tolls for fast-track customers, who make up the majority of bridge motorists, will be $9.25. The program is expected to net an additional $139 million in revenue to help narrow a projected $220 million five-year deficit. The Supreme Court is hearing arguments in its first abortion case since justices overturned the constitutional right to an abortion 2 years ago. Abortion opponents want the justices to ratify an appeals court ruling that would limit access to mifepristone, one of the two drugs used in medical abortions. The outcome could be dramatic, possibly halting male delivery of mifepristone, reducing when in pregnancy can be used, and ending increasingly popular telehealth visits at which the drug can be prescribed. Two properties belonging to music mogul Sean Combs in Los Angeles and Miami were searched by federal Homeland Security investigations agents and other law enforcement as part of an ongoing sex trafficking investigation. The officials say the Monday searches were connected to an investigation by federal authorities in New York. There have been several sexual assault lawsuits filed against Combs in recent months. Florida will have one of the country's most restrictive social media bans for minors under a bill signed by Republican Governor Ron DeSantis on Monday. The bill will ban social media accounts for children under the age of 14 and require parental permission for 14 and 15-year-olds. Unless it's overturned, the new law will take effect on January 1st. 704 KZST, time for checkups in Sonoma County traffic. And for that, we will say good morning to CHP officer David Duretti. Hello there, David. How are the roads?
Good morning, Brent. Looking good out there. No crashes or incidents to report on. We do have a slowdown southbound 101 out of the Petaluma area. Pretty heavy from Lakeville Highway down to San Antonio Road for those heading into Marin County. Otherwise, yeah, we're looking good out there. Keep it up and drive safe from the day for today from the CHP in Sonoma County. This is Officer David Duretti on KZST.
Ungaro & Sons is your trusted home services provider in the North Bay. Their reputation is built on four generations of providing quality plumbing, heating, cooling, and electrical solutions. They offer upfront pricing and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Ungaro & Sons is the name you've trusted for over 90 years. So now that you're ready to take control of your energy future with solar, you know who to call. Visit ungaroandsons.com today to find out more. Industry-leading equipment from Enphase, REC, Tesla, Franklin, and more. Installed by highly skilled licensed electricians. Reduce your power bills and gain independence from the traditional power grid while increasing the value of your property. And for a limited time, enjoy 10 years of free solar panel cleaning and maintenance. Ungaro & Sons. Plumbing, heating, cooling, electrical, and solar. Book your appointment online at ungaroandsons.com. O-N-G-A-R-O and sons.com.
Toyota's Ready, Set, Go sales event is on. Get out there this season in a powerful new Toyota truck. Tear it up on or off the road and explore every terrain with Toyota's industry-leading reliability. Right now, get low 1.99% APR financing on the powerful 2024 Tundra and Tundra Hybrid. Or check out the all-new redesigned 2024 Tacoma. Hurry in. Toyota's Ready, Set, Go sales event ends soon. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium-rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro. Ends 4/1/24.
From the community calendar, the Petaluma Farmers Market runs Tuesdays from 10 a.m. to 1:30. Enjoy fresh fruit, veggies, ready-to-eat items, coffee, and more. It's all at Lucchese Park. For more information, go to KZST.com. In sports, Dodger star Shohei Ohtani says he never bet on sports, and his interpreter stole money from him and told lies. He spoke to the media for about 12 minutes yesterday, but took no questions. And the Warriors are in Miami to take on the Heat later tonight. Your forecast, just some patchy fog this morning. Otherwise, mostly sunny with a few high clouds. Temperatures running in the mid-60s. Tonight, partly cloudy. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, rain is likely, especially by the afternoon. High should be in the 50s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. You still have a chance. Tonight's Mega Millions jackpot is $1.1 billion. Well, tomorrow night's Powerball is now up to $865 million after nobody hit the jackpot last night. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
The Debbie Abrams Morning Show. KZST is not the only four-letter word she knows.
Is 7:10, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, 44 degrees right now in Santa Rosa. Some hazy sunshine on the way, mid-60s today around Sonoma County. And up next,
from the KZST Morning Show, it's time now for Debbie's Daily Dish.
Alrighty, top entertainment news of the morning. First, Star Wars is celebrating Phantom Menace's 25th anniversary with a marathon of 9 films that comprise the Skywalker saga. All of them will be shown in theaters in chronological order. The showing premieres on May 4th, Star Wars Day. Also, the greatest latest Ghostbusters movie, Frozen Empire, returned to theaters over the weekend with more human personalities than spooky ones. Paul Rudd and Ernie Hudson have parts in it. There are old and new characters in local theaters now. Wow, it was number one here in Sonoma County and nationwide. And finally, comedian Kathy Griffin is bringing her new comedy tour to the North Bay. She will be at Napa's Uptown Theater Friday, April 5th. And she dished out the details on the morning show here yesterday. Her show is called Kathy Griffin, My Life on the PTSD List. She was a kick to talk to. And that's the Daily Dish on KZST.
We were good. We were gold. Kind of dream that can't be sold. We were right till we weren't. Built a home and watched it burn.
County's KZST. It is time to check traffic. We'll say good morning to CHP Officer David Duretti in our Roner Park studio. How are those roadways?
Good morning, Debbie. Looking good, pretty good out there. We do have a crash on Bennett Valley Road and Grange Road. Looks like somebody just left their vehicle in a ditch, though. So we're in route to check on that. For our slowdowns, the only problem spot, southbound 101 out of the Petaluma area. Still pretty heavy from Lakeville Highway to San Antonio Road. Please drive safe. Make sure you're buckled up. From the CHP in Sonoma County, this is Officer David Duretti on KZST.
This was all you, none of it me. You put your hands on my body and told me. You told me you were ready for the big one, for the big jump. I'd be your last love, everlasting, you and me.
County's KZST. It is Tuesday, March 26, 7:19, 44 degrees right now in Santa Rosa. Some hazy sunshine on the way. We'll see temperatures in the mid-60s. Good morning.
Hi, this is Chris Stonick, president of Stonick Recruitment, and welcome to Industry Spotlight. Today's spotlight is on the sales position in an industry you've certainly heard of. The industry has been around for over 100 years. More than 90% of Americans check it out every week. And the seasoned local sales pros make an average income that transcends six figures. The top 5% of earners in the Santa Rosa area. The industry? You're listening to it. Radio. If you're a sales pro who wants to make an income to match your skills, contact Steve DiNardo at Amaturo Sonoma Media Group at 707-284-9124. That's 707-284-9124. A career in radio and digital sales is fun, entertaining, and I believe we've already brought it up, lucrative. Set up your confidential interview with Steve today. Call 707-284-9124. Amaturo Sonoma Media Group is an equal opportunity employer.
You're invited to a royal event at River Rock Casino. Be part of the $120,000 Suit Up and Win Cash giveaway on Saturday, March 30th and April 27th. You could be one of two lucky club members to make a royal flush and win your share of the cash. Random cash drawings start at 7 p.m., then at 9, and again at 10. Five club members will play the Royal Flush game. Join the club at RiverRockCasino.com and start earning drawing tickets. River Rock Casino, just over 20 minutes north of Santa Rosa.
There's a 180-square-foot shack on sale in Palo Alto for $2 million.
How'd you know that?
I heard it on the radio.
In a national survey of outside-the-home usage, the internet was used 42%, mobile phones 56%, and radio used 75%.
Brought to you by Amaturo Sonoma Media.
Like all Easter bunnies.
Easter.
You guys are going to have the greatest Easter feast this family has ever seen.
Happy Easter to you.
This relates to the bunny rabbit hat.
100.1 KZST.
First things first, I'ma say all the words inside my head. Been, oh, ooh, the way that things have been, oh, ooh. Second thing.
I'm the one at the sail. I'm the master of my sea. Oh, ooh, the master of my sea. Oh, ooh. I was broken from a young age, taking my soak into the masses, writing my poems for the few that look at me, took to me, shook at me, feeling me, singing from heartache, from the pain, taking my message from the veins, speaking my lesson from the brain, seeing the beauty through the.
KZST, good Tuesday morning to you. My name's Debbie Abrams, and the results are in Sonoma County. The 2024 Cadbury Bunny Contest is over. This year's winner for its spokes bunny is a 2-year-old raccoon from Florida named Louie. He is a rescue raccoon and is no stranger to fame. He has nearly 400,000 followers on Instagram, showing off his infinity for painting. I am serious, so check it out. The last few Cadbury spokes bunnies have not been rabbits. In 2019 and 2020, they were dogs. In 2021, a frog. There's even been a one-eyed cat named Crash. And this year, the Cadbury spokes bunny, Louie the raccoon. And by the way, Louie paints, he creates art with his toes.
If you leave, don't leave now. Please don't take my heart away. Promise me just one more night. Then we'll go our separate ways. We always had time on our sides. Now it's fading fast. Every second, we gotta make it last. Touch you
Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, March 26th at KZST in Santa Rosa. It is now 729. I'm Brent Allen. Except for some patchy fog, we should be mainly clear this morning. Currently sitting at 43 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. Santa Rosa's Safe Campus Alliance has had enough of Santa Rosa City Schools Board President Omar Medina and his lack of progress on safety issues and refusal to support the return of school resource officers on campus. So they have submitted a notice of intent to recall Medina with the required 30 signatures of voters in Trustee Area 4, which he serves. Now, the registrar of voters must validate the signatures before the group can move forward with creating a recall ballot measure, which would require some 2,700 additional signatures. The deadline to make the November ballot is August 9th. Customers of the now-shuttered Aisin's Appliance in Santa Rosa are finally receiving communications on how to resolve unfilled orders and submit claims for amounts owed on purchases. According to the Press Democrat, SG Service Company sent emails detailing how customers should proceed once they receive a notice of assignment in the next few days. Roseland's Cinco de Mayo celebration will be back full force this year, following a pandemic hiatus and a much smaller version last year. This will be the 15th anniversary with a huge party, live music, and plenty of food. It will take place from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. on Sunday, May 5th on Sebastopol Road. The event is free to attend and family-friendly. The last time a full event was held, in 2019, it drew almost 10,000 people to Roseland. You can get more information or register to be a vendor at SantaRosaCincoDeMayo.com. A container ship has rammed into a major bridge in Baltimore, causing it to snap in several places and plunge into the river below. Several vehicles fell into the chilly waters after the Francis Scott Key Bridge collapsed.